Welcome back, everyone. I'm Kat.
And I'm Elsie.
And today is day two of the A-plus English article, Have Coffee with Cats in a Cat Cafe. Yeah, cats! I love cats. All right, so talking about what we learned yesterday, cats are nice to cuddle with in the winter. It means like you like to hug a cat in the winter.
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And Taipei has many cat cafes. We talked about two of them, right?
Right. We talked about
so
two of them.
What are these two cafes we've talked about?
The first one is Yabu Cafe. Mm-hmm. It has one little gray cat named Hu Mian. And sometimes they have music shows.
Yeah.
If you want to go to it, it's close to Yongkang Street in Da'an District.
Oh, and we also talked about Minimal Cafe, which you've been to a lot.
Yes.
There are so many cats, you say more than 10 cats, right?
Yeah, at least 8 to 10, maybe more.
And there's good coffee, it opens late, so it's a good spot before you leave Shida Night Market.
Right. It's a good place to take a break.
All right.
So, today we're going to tell you about one more cat cafe. Mm-hmm. And this one is a very special place. That's why we're only talking about this one.
Oh.
So we're about to find out why. Let's check out the article.
Have coffee with cats in a cat cafe.
Lang Lang Don't Cry, Pet Halfway House and Cafe. Some people might want to adopt a cafe animal. For those people, Lang Lang Don't Cry is the perfect place. Owner Tan Zhou started Lang Lang to help animals find new homes. Dogs wander around the first floor, and cats stay on the second floor. Almost all of the animals are up for adoption. In fact, the Taiwanese singer Jam Shao adopted his pet there. When you go to these cafes, please treat the animals with respect. Pet them nicely, and don't take photos with bright flashes. If you are kind to the animals, they will surely be kind to you.
Word power.
Perfect. Perfect. Tiffany bought the perfect dress for her first day of school. Tiffany bought the perfect dress for her first day of school. Find. Find. Find, found, found. You can find lots of interesting books in this bookstore. You can find lots of interesting books in this bookstore. Bright. Bright. The light is so bright. Can I turn it off? The light is so bright. Can I turn it off? Kind. Kind. Josh is a kind person and often helps his friends. Josh is a kind person and often helps his friends.
Okay, so we are on day two, and we're learning about Lang Lang Don't Cry, Pet Halfway House and Cafe. That's a long name.
Lang Lang, 别哭.
Lang Lang, 别哭.
Lang Lang in Chinese means stray dogs and cats, stray animals.
Oh, okay. So I wonder if it's a cafe for stray animals? Do you
think
so? Could be. So some people might want to adopt a cafe animal.
Oh, to adopt an animal 代表是认养一个动物。那我们当然可以认养动物，也可以认养人，领养一个小孩，也可以说 adopt a child. 那有些人呢，可能会想要领养一只咖啡厅里面的动物。I really want to adopt a cat.
Yeah, and if you could go to a cafe and adopt one of the cats there, that would be really great.
Yeah.
So, for those people who want to adopt, Lang Lang Don't Cry is the perfect place.
Okay, so we see this word perfect.
Yes, perfect is an adjective. It's one of our word power words. It is spelled P-E-R-F-E-C-T. Perfect.
Perfect.
Let's find out what is perfect. All right, if we're talking about the word perfect. If something is perfect, that means it can't get any better. It's the best it could be. If you get 100% on a test, you have a perfect score. If your clothes fit your body really well, they look perfect on you. Lang Lang is a perfect cafe for people who want to take the animals home because it fits their needs very well. So here's an example. Tiffany bought the perfect dress for her first day of school. Tiffany bought the perfect dress for her first day of school.
Perfect 这个形容词解释为完美的、最适合的。注意哦，这个形容词本身就解释为最适合的，所以它没有比较级，也没有最高级。那我们的例句说呢 ，Tiffany 为她的开学日购入一件最合适的洋装。那有一个字要教给各位同学，就是完美主义者 ，perfectionist。Are you a perfectionist, Kat?
Sometimes, yeah. If I really feel passionate about something, if I really want to do something, I will be a perfectionist about it.
Yeah, me too. Okay, 所以回到文章呢，对于那些人，也就是想要领养一只咖啡厅里的动物的人来说呢，浪浪别哭是一个完美 perfect place.
So, why did they start Lang Lang?
Why?
Owner Tan Zhou started Lang Lang to help animals find new homes.
Okay, so Tan Zhou, right, is the owner's name. And she wants to help animals find new homes.
Right, so here we have our second word power word, that is find. It is a verb spelled F-I-N-D, find. Let's find out what find means.Okay, so we're talking about the word find. Find means you are looking for something and you finally get it or see it. But here, the animals aren't actually looking for new homes because they don't know how. In this sentence, it means they get something that they need or something they want. You can find things by accident too, finding an old book or an old toy that you didn't know you still had. Or finding a boyfriend or finding a girlfriend. Here's another example of find. You can findLots of interesting books in this bookstore. You can find lots of interesting books in this bookstore.
Find 这个动词呢是找到的意思，那它的三态是不规则变化。Find, found, found. 那么例句说啊，你可以在这间书店里面找到许多有趣的书籍。不过呢，同学们注意哦，如果你今天是在寻找的话，我们要说 look for. What are you looking for? 你在找什么？ I'm looking for my clothes. 我在找我的衣服。好，记得要用 look for 这个片语。那回到文章呢，老板谭柔他开设浪浪别哭，就是要帮助动物们找到新家。So, are there a lot of animals in this Lang Lang Bie Ku Cafe?
It seems like it, yeah. It says that dogs wander around the first floor and cats stay on the second floor. That means there's something for everybody.
Yeah, there are dogs and cats, and they're all wandering around. Wander, 这个字呢，它是漫游、闲晃的意思。注意哦，它里面是 A-W.A-N-D-E-R, wonder. 那有一个字呢跟它很像，它叫做 wonder, W-O-N-D-E-R, 它是纳闷想知道的意思。或者是啊，当名词用可以是 wonder woman, wonder 就是惊奇，对不对？好，那例句说到呢，给同学们一个例句， I'm wondering if he's coming or not. 我想要知道他到底会不会来。那在浪浪别哭里面，你会看到狗狗在一楼闲晃，猫咪 cats 则是在二楼 second floor.
All right. And as for those dogs and cats, almost all of the animals are up for adoption.
Adoption. Adoption 是个名词。是代表认养，那同学们马上想到刚刚我们学过的动词是 adopt， 所以当你听到或看到 animals are up for adoption， 代表他们是开放领养的，所以浪浪别哭里面几乎所有的动物都是开放领养的。It's so good.
Yeah, definitely. In fact, the Taiwanese singer Jam Xiao adopted his pet there.
Who's this Jam Xiao? Oh, Xiao Jingteng. Do you know him?
I don't
actually. Have you heard of him?
No, I haven't heard of him. But I looked him up for this article and he's pretty cute.
Oh, you think he's cute?
Maybe.
He is cute. And he's really good at singing.
Ooh.
No wonder he's a singer. Okay. In fact, 这个片语呢是事实上。那它通常是置于句首，然后带出事实是什么。所以我们的课文说到台湾歌手萧敬腾就是在这里领养他的宠物。那我们看到 pet, P-E-T, 这个字在这边当名词用是宠物啦。So, Kat, you mentioned that you have how many cats?
Two cats.
Two cats.
Yes.
Did you adopt them?
I did. I adopted them from an animal shelter in Taipei.
Oh, it's in Taipei 领养的。
Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, I'm thinking about adopting a cat, so maybe you can show me where to adopt a cat.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So what's next in the article?
Let's see. So when you go to these cafes, now we're talking about...If you want to go to these animal cafes,、
yeah.
when you go to these cafes, please treat the animals with respect.
Oh,、mm-hmm. so treat, 这个动词是对待。We have to treat people and of course animals with respect.、Right. 所以当你去到这些咖啡厅请你尊重地对待这些动物。
Mm-hmm.
Don't just, you know...
Right, right.
Touch them with your dirty hands、
yeah.
or, hi puppy!、
Oh, yeah. So it says, pet them nicely and don't take photos with bright flashes.
Oh, so pet, 诶这里又出现 pet, 不过不是名词哦。这边当作动词是轻抚的意思。We should pet these animals and also other animals nicely.、
Mm.
那 nicely 这个字呢它是 in a kind, friendly or polite way, 它是一个副词代表友善礼貌的那它是一个情状副词修饰 pet 轻抚的这个动作我们应该友善礼貌的轻抚这些动物 And remember not to take photos with bright flashes
Right, so what is a flash?
Flash 就是闪光灯 But what about bright?
Bright, right, is our next word power word
Yep
It's an adjective spelled B-R-I-G-H-T. The G-H is silent. So, bright. Let's find out what is bright. If something is bright, it gives off a lot of light. Sometimes it gives so much light that it hurts your eyes, like with a camera flash or the sun. But bright doesn't have to be bad. You can find bright colors like orange or hot pink that make things pop out and look fun or cool. The opposite of bright, where there is not much light or color, is dark. Here's an example. The light is so bright. Ugh, can I turn it off? The light is so bright. Can I turn it off?
Bright 这个形容词呢是光亮的意思。那例句说啊，这盏灯好亮哦，我可以把它关掉吗 ？Kat, what if we want to use bright to describe a person?
If a person is bright, that means they have a very happy personality.
Oh, yeah. 所以是很令人愉悦愉快的个性，我们可以用 bright 来形容这个人。Okay.
Mm-hmm. But also, it can mean you're very smart.
还是很聪明的意思 ，a bright person,、mm-hmm. 聪明的人。
Yeah.All right, so we're talking about how do you be respectful? How do you respect the animals? If you are kind to the animals, they will surely be kind to you.
So just be kind to everybody, including the animals.
Of course, yeah.
Okay.
All right, and kind is one of our word power words, our last word power word. It's an adjective spelled K-I-N-D, kind. Let's find out what it means.Okay, we're talking about the word kind. Being kind to people or animals means you are good to them. You speak to them nicely, you touch them nicely, or you don't touch if they don't want it, and you're soft and nice with them. If you're kind, it shows you have a good heart. Animals like dogs and cats like people who are kind to them because they know you won't hurt them. Here's an example.Josh is a kind person and often helps his friends. Josh is a kind person and often helps his friends.
Kind 这边当作形容词用是仁慈的。那我们例句说呢 ，Josh 是个仁慈的人，而且常常帮助朋友。那另外呢 ，kind 也可以当作名词来使用哦，它可以当作种类的意思。所以我们可以说 ，There are all kinds of clothes in the shopping mall. 在这个购物商场里面有好多种类、各式各样的衣服。那回到文章啊，我们说，如果你对这些动物仁慈的话，他们也会对你仁慈。Be kind to each other.
Mm-hmm. So what are some kind things you can do to help animals get to be comfortable with you?
Be gentle to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I always want to put my hand out for a dog to smell me before I pet him. Yeah,
oh,
they like that.
So, yeah. Oh, you make the dog know you first?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the end of our article today. If you'd like to check out any of these great cafes, you can look them up on Facebook, you can search for their websites on Google. They're great places for animal lovers. For now, let's go ahead and go to our magic box. And stay tuned for review time.
Magic box, 找亮点。
Hello, 大家好，我是 Casey。在进入今天的主题之前呢，想先来考考大家，请试着完成以下这一句话。Steve 很擅长运动，事实上他还在我们的学校篮球队打球。Steve is good at sports, blank, he's on the school basketball team. 这边的事实上这个空格大家会填入什么呢？说到事实上，大家在翻译的时候会想到两个答案。第一个呢是 in fact 这个片语，第二个则是 actually 这个副词。不过呢，他们用法真的是一样的吗？今天 Casey 就来告诉你啦。刚刚的那一句话呢，比较适合填入的是 in fact 这个片语，整句话会变成 Steve is good at sports, in fact, he's on the school basketball team. Steve is good at sports, in fact, he's on the school basketball team. 为什么不是 actually 呢？它不是也有其实的意思吗？这两者其实是有些微的差异的哦。In fact, 这个事实上呢，是在补充说明前一句话，你想要更深入讲解或者是举出实证的时候就可以使用。所以呢，我说 Steve 很擅长运动，而且呢，事实上他还是学校篮球队的队员。前后这两句话的意义并不是互相抵触的。但如果是 actually 呢，通常呢会是对前一句话进行修正，或者是不同意对方所说的话来使用。举个例子，People think Sam is rich, but he actually can't even buy a phone. People think Sam is rich, but he actually can't even buy a phone. 人们以为 Sam 很有钱，但事实上呢，他连手机都买不起。这种带出事实反驳前一句话的用法，就得使用 actually 啦。所以呢，大家不要再被中文相同的解释混淆他们的用法哦。最后来个小测验复习一下吧，该怎么使用刚刚教过的来翻译这句话呢？这间餐厅很热门，事实上它是台湾最有名的餐厅之一。等等回来公布答案咯，拜拜。
The answer is, this restaurant is popular. In fact, it's one of the most famous restaurants in Taiwan.
你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Okay, welcome back! We are here for review time! And as you can see, we're going to be drawing! Yes!
Wow! Okay, you want to go first?
Sure!
And I can guess what you draw?
Okay.
Are you good at drawing?
I am, actually, yeah.
Wow.
But I will try to not take so much time. Okay, let me start here.
我先偷看一下，他画了一个太阳。
Eh? You're peeking? Okay, okay, let me see.
So there's the big sun. And this person is blocking it.
Yeah.
Blocking the sunlight.
Right.
Because it's really bright.
Yes, right? It's bright.
Bright.
That's right.
光亮的明亮的 B-R-I-G-H-T, bright. Okay, my turn.
Okay. Okay, you're drawing a cat. I can tell. Oh, so cute.
Okay, this... Alright.
And a person with a big, big head and one eye. Eh? Okay.
I don't know if you can guess
it. It's a person with a cat.
And he's smiling.
Okay, maybe... Kind? Are they being kind to the cat?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, cool.
The person is kind to the cat.
Very
and the
cute.
Cat only has a head. All right.
Well, that's a great cat. Okay, let's see.
All
right. Do you have time for one more?
Okay.
All right, let's see.
I'll guess.
All right.
剩下的很难画耶。A person again.
Always people.
And that person is looking at something.
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
And the person has no legs.
Oh, now they do. Okay. And
there's a box.
Yep.
A box with what? Cookies? Chocolate?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a treasure box.
Yes, it is.
Treasure chest.
Yep.
So the person, I know, the person just found the box.
Yes.
找到原形动词 find, F-I-N-D.
Woohoo!
Good、yeah. job, Kat.
Thank you.
Woohoo! Okay. So, perfect is the last word power word.、Mm-hmm. 但是太难画了，就交给你们画吧。We'll leave it to the students yeah, to draw this、yeah. one, okay?
Let's see how you can draw perfect. And you can play this game with your classmates and your friends. And we will see you next time.
See you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Have coffee with cats in a cat cafe.
Lang Lang Don't Cry, Pet Halfway House and Cafe. Some people might want to adopt a cafe animal. For those people, Lang Lang Don't Cry is the perfect place. Owner Tan Zhou started Lang Lang to help animals find new homes. Dogs wander around the first floor, and cats...stay on the second floor. Almost all of the animals are up for adoption. In fact, the Taiwanese singer, Jam Shao, adopted his pet there. When you go to these cafes, please treat the animals with respect. Pet them nicely and don't take photos with bright flashes.If you are kind to the animals, they will surely be kind to you. Perfect. Perfect. Tiffany bought the perfect dress for her first day of school.Tiffany bought the perfect dress for her first day of school. Find. Find. Find, found, found. You can find lots of interesting books in this bookstore. You can find lots of interesting books in this bookstore.Bright, bright. The light is so bright. Can I turn it off? The light is so bright. Can I turn it off? Kind, kind. Josh is a kind person.And often helps his friends. Josh is a kind person and often helps his friends.